Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, very special guest with us in studio, brought to you by Egg Power John Deere. Experience all that John Deere has to offer at Egg Power, and by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium two-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or at papamurphys.com. DeJuan Bonds is here with us, the Purple Label Barbershop, but we just call him the Barber to the Stars. DeJuan, good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you, man? Good to see you.
Oh, man, do you really want to know? I mean, it's good to be seeing you. Oh, it was a heck of a time getting here.
I bet. A lot of traffic out there, right?
It was crazy.
It's about time these people take some time off and start watching the Super Bowl, right? Get some hype videos going on that. Get closer to the microphone, my man, so we can hear you a little bit better. So you are literally the barber to the stars. Everybody gets their hair cut by you. How'd you get into this, man? How did you end up becoming the guy where everybody goes?
God's grace.
Yeah?
I mean, but other than that, it's an interesting twist on how it happened. I ended up getting referred a long time ago. Well, my first client professionally as an NFL guy was J.C. Pearson.
Okay, cool.
A little while ago.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was interesting how I was dating a girl. We broke up. It was some old puppy love high school. I mean, it was college stuff. It was young.
But, mm-hmm.
We broke up, and she was dating Tony Richardson. And or I don't want to say he was dating, but they were doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up, all due respect.
Okay, sure.
So she ended up introducing us, and you know, he and I became really, really good friends. And then he was my voice to enter me into the stadium, and you know, we go from there. I'm cutting his hair to Bam Morris, and we know how Bam came to Kansas City. If you're a Kansas Cityan,
mm-hmm.
kind of knew his track record or story. So
hang on a second. You don't look old enough to know all these people. or to be like, you look like you're about 25 years old.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So that's crazy. You go back all that way, like Bam Morris days.
Bam Morris, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So.
So safe to say the relationship with Tony Richardson was longer than with her, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Absolutely.
Her relationship with DeJuan or her relationship with Tony?
No, his relationship with Tony has been much longer than with her.
Tony was a really good friend of mine. I haven't spoke to him in a little bit, but it's my boy. It's my guy.
So it just kind of snowballed from there?
It snowballed. Right? Yeah. So, you know, he was the voice. He ended up taking me to, you know, the front office, a guy named Lamont Winston, who was in Kansas City. He asked me, he said, hey, you have a resume? I said, as a barber? Yeah. Really? I'm 19 years old, 20 years old. You want me to have a resume? Okay, cool. Mom, I need a resume that's going to say something good about me, you know, as a barber. But anyway, he kind of wanted me to, he kind of made sure I stayed professional.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or went the professional route. So I created a resume, presented it to him, and I was, oh my gosh, 11 years in-house team barber. So that meant training camp. That meant traveling with the team. That meant traveling personally with Herm Edwards to where I am currently right now.
Yeah, and then it spilled over into Kauffman Stadium, too, because you're the guy who created the Haas.
Oh, yeah, that was a great time.
Yeah.
So I actually, it's weird, the story behind the Royals is – I mean, we can go back to David DeJesus, you know, when I was first in, and Desi Relaford and guys like that, and Alberto Castillo. Those guys were clients of mine first off, and then there was a Barry Bonds event. Something happened with Barry Bonds. You know, we both carry the same last name, but I don't really know what it was. But anyhow, MLB kind of went on a on a clean out, a cleanse of anybody outside of the, you know, team organization that, you know, they kind of kicked out people like myself. So
Major League Baseball, yet another bad decision.
Yeah, exactly.
You're stupid.
So then, you know, I end up coming back. David DeJesus came back as an Oakland A,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "Man, I haven't had a good haircut in years." So I said, "Man, you know, if you can get me in the clubhouse, I'll come over there." So he asked Chuck over there in the Royals, the visiting clubhouse, and he was like, "Sure, I don't see any problem with it." I was like, "Wow, there's no problem," and I don't really know what happened, mm-hmm. but. So I ended up getting his haircut that day, David's, and then he passed Haas on his call up, and he was like, "Yo," well, it wasn't Haas yet; it was Eric Hosmer. Mm-hmm. So yeah. he passed him up. He's like, "Kid, you look like bleep," and he's like, "Yeah, there's a barber in there. Get your haircut." So it was his debut, and he didn't ask. But he found his way into the barber room, and I was cutting him mid-cut. Swanee came in, was like, "Yo, you have to do an interview."
You cut,
man.
Swanee's hair?
He didn't have any. No. So they were like, "Hey, you need to do an interview." So it was like, if you found this first interview, it was given with a half a haircut. So then we finished it, and then somewhere along the line in 2015, we created the Haas.
Now, you created that haircut, right? Did you invent that? Did you design that? Tell us all about how that came, because every child in Kansas City at that time had that haircut.
I invented the look on him. I didn't invent the haircut. So I just modified it. You know, I kind of took a look at his head shape, and he's a great-looking guy. He was on first base. He was a good model. He had the perfect hair color, and I just took the canvas and ran with it, but... I wouldn't say that I did anything more special than, well, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I got a unique way of cutting, and my arches and my lines kind of signify my style of barbering.
Take care. See y'all at Burrow.
Dewan Bonds is with us. Can you go back to when you were first, when you were 19? Like, when did you start cutting hair?
14
years old. How did
I get into it?
Yeah.
I mean, we were on a really, really fixed income, and we had a set of clippers in the house that my mom had tried to use on us. And we got haircuts probably every 8 to 10 weeks. So about every 2.5, 3 months, we would find a barber. I mean, I'm talking about, our hair was bad.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was just one day that I just decided, you know, that I would try to cut my brother's hair. And I said, "Yo, sit down. Let me see if I can line you up with these." And it was just one pair of clippers. It wasn't the liners. It wasn't a whole set or anything. It was just
So it could have gone really bad.
It did.
Yeah. It did.
It did. And then, you know, it got better over a period of time, because I had an auntie that had two small cousins that she didn't care how they looked. So if you could see my hand, but you can't, you guys can, but I literally was cutting like this. I mean, I didn't know how to hold the clippers. I ended up self-teaching myself how to hold and how to use and how to explore those clippers through a lot of mess ups. But, you know, it was good that I had guinea pigs.
So you never went to barber school or anything like that? You're all self-taught?
By the time I had to go to barber school, I was better than a barber.
You're better than the barber.
I was better than
the
barber.
But you had to go get the license type of thing.
I had to get it, you know. So I went to junior college first. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I wanted to play baseball and all that good stuff. So I went there, and then I ended up going to barber school I graduated at 17, so I went to barber school by the time I was 19.
Nice. So you have to have that artistic ability in you to do this. Like, that's just not something you can just sit out and say, "I want to do this." You obviously have that part of your brain that functions a lot better than anybody I've ever met before.
It started with a pencil.
Yeah.
It really did. I've always drawn. And, you know, I really wish that I had the time to get back to that form. But I just take the haircuts, and that's my form of drawing. That's my form of art right now.
It's amazing as well. Do you, when you're working with a client, is it you? Is it what they want? Is it a combination? How do you get Haas to the Haas, right?
Well, I actually do kind of, I'll have a consultation with them at first, and then I'll ask them, you know, kind of what they want. And then I'll kind of look like I'm looking at you, and I see what it's supposed to look like or what it can look like. And then I'll give you exactly what you want. If you want me to cut a little bit, I'm going to cut a little. But if you want a new creation, I'm going to give you a new creation.
How'd you come up with the Mahomes haircut?
Same thing. He came, the canvas that he had, the barber that he had before, you know, I kind of looked at it and I was like, I know what I want this to look like because each barber is different. So I knew what I wanted it to look like, and it was a process that probably took me 3 or 4 haircuts, you know, which is 4 to 6 weeks to get it the way I wanted it to look.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you go to them with drawings and say, this is what I'm envisioning?
In my head.
In your head?
Yeah.
So you just do it. They just sit down and they just say, all right, man, I trust you, and you're going to go ahead and do it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just.
Have you ever had somebody go, no?
Probably a long time ago.
Yeah, but not recently.
Nah.
You're at that level now where it's like, whatever Dwan does, man, this is going to be badass.
Yeah, I kind of got their trust.
That is fantastic, man. Absolutely.
How do you find the time then? You've developed with word of mouth, mm-hmm. right? Initially, and then
yes, sir.
Players passing it on to others, and you got to do this, you got to do this. Then how do you tell people no? How do you whittle it down where I'm sure you're quite a bit in demand?
Yeah, it's word of mouth, and right now I kind of take a look at the whole situation. Like, how does cutting your hair help me?
Mm-hmm.
Other than
I love that attitude, bro. No, I'm serious. 2023 is that way for me. What's in it for me?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, what's in it for me?
It's got to be something there. Yeah. some kind of plus for
me. I appreciate
at this point
that. Now. I do. I truly appreciate. I think that's great. Yeah, how's this gonna help me?
Yeah. You know? I mean, I'm
down. Sure you're getting pulled in 75 different directions all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I want people to come to my business to patronize my business and also patronize my young barbers. But at this point with me, it's kind of I'm up here. I may not look like it.
How old are you?
I don't know if you're going to get the answer.
You said 25?
You like 25,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, you 25
looked
good.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so getting the young barbers and kind of like an apprenticeship, if you will, and let them get experience and let them make some coin too. That's cool, man. I love that.
That's what I want now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready to kind of sit back a little bit. But, you know, again, if it's beneficial for me, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So far, I'm intrigued by the hierarchy that you would make, right? The pecking order that you would make. Like, obviously, if, you know, Patrick comes in, I'd probably put him in the
probably
first chair.
Would take Patrick Mahomes.
And no offense to number, like, 53 on the
Tommy
roster.
Tommy Townsend walks in, you know?
Yeah, I'm doing all. I'm doing everybody.
Everybody on
practice
okay.
squad. I mean, it doesn't matter to me when it comes to that level because it's Brandy. Okay.
Yeah.
It's still Brandy.
It is. So you do Royals. How many visitors come in and see you? Like when a team, especially baseball, obviously football's probably not that way, but with baseball, you got the barber pole sitting down there. How many opposing players are like, I ain't getting a haircut till I go to Kansas City?
That happens all the time. Well, before Mookie shaved it, that's what Mookie was like. Him and Bradley, Michael Bradley Jr., you know, they would be like, hey, they're looking at the schedule like, hey, we're going to Kansas City in a couple of weeks. I'll just wait. Or we're going in a couple of days. I'll just wait. So, you know, being able to cut hair for the opposing team, you know, it's like, wow, it's crazy. Sometimes I have to find a balance on how I cut the opposing team as well as the home team, because sometimes the opposers, they just bombard. I'm like, hold on. I got to get the home team. I'm here for the home team.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you guys wait till the home team go out for BP? And then I'm sitting here doing nothing. So instead of everybody trying to come in at 1 o'clock or whenever the first bus gets there and I'm there at 1 o'clock on the game day, then I got the Royals coming in on there, and then I got the opposers coming in on theirs. And I'm like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun, man. I love it, man. I love baseball, but it's tiring. It's a long season.
Yeah, it is.
So how long's your window on a game day? Like,
you
cutting from
probably
like
one to six.
1 to 6?
Yeah.
Every day? You're at every game?
It just kind of depends. Not every game, but it's like the beginning of the homestand and then like first couple of days of the homestand, depending on how much I've done. And then definitely at the end of a 10-day, I'm back again.
What if somebody rolls in from like who's going to the Crown Club and they're like, can I get a cut? You cutting that guy's hair? That guy's hair?
Time.
No, they got that guy standing right there like, yo. They got that guy. And, you know, you'll see a camera kind of like, no face, just an arm and a camera snapshot. That's about all you're going to get
yeah.
that guy standing there.
Okay. All right. Are you going out to Arizona, making everybody look great before the game on Sunday?
I am. I'm kind of nervous.
Are you really? For the game or for cutting the hair?
For cutting.
Really? Why?
Because, man, I'm...
Dude, you're so chill. You're not nervous.
I am. I have anxiety even thinking about it right now because it's going to kind of... It's going to be heavy. Like it's going to take me back to, like, training camp days. Like, I don't know, something like 22, 25 heads waiting on me right now. So yeah. I don't know when I'm going to stop.
When you headed out there?
I'm headed out Friday.
All right. Yeah. So you got guys lined. You got 20 to 25 dudes lined up, man.
Ooh. Lined up.
Just you, or are you bringing people with you?
Just me.
Wow, that is a lot.
And they said from 1:30 to midnight. I'm like, yo, wait. Wait, is there a lunch? Is there a dinner in there? Is there a break?
Yeah.
So it's kind of got me worried a little bit.
You Jeez. Got this.
I got it.
You got it.
I got it.
All right,
we
have to ask you, our guest predictions are brought to you by Ag Power, John Deere, and Papa Murphy's. Do you have a feel for the game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is it? What do you think?
We win.
And we are talking Chiefs, right? Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
of course.
Okay. I didn't know if you were cutting opposing haircuts at the Super Bowl, too.
Oh, no.
Okay, just cutting Chiefs this week.
No, just okay. us. Okay. So, yeah, we win. I want to see a close game. I want to see a little bit of everything. I want to see some excitement. I want to see some, damn. You know, I want to see all of that. You know, and then I want to see us come out victorious.
I won 35-0.
I don't want a close game.
42-17. Let's ride.
Let's go, baby. No close games. We played enough of those this year.
We
need an easy one. Let's go. Just roll over
this
team.
Just roll it. Yeah, I'm with that.
How many people do you have working for you now that you're kind of passing on your knowledge to?
I have 7 barbers. Or I have 6. I'm sorry, 6 with myself.
Wow.
Is that the gratifying part now?
One more.
Passing it on?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I'm ready to slow down a little bit. You know, kind of like one of them things where you slow down, but you still make the same amount of money. So something's going to have to break. So increase is coming.
That little Super Bowl increase, baby.
Yeah, yeah. 1 to midnight could have cost you. That's what it should. Yeah.
Increase.
Walk-ins welcome. Anybody can show up. I think my nephew goes to you guys and gets his haircut. Luke. Yeah.
We appreciate him.
Yeah, he comes in there a lot. 119th and Quivira.
Absolutely.
Right across the street from my crib.
So. Walk-ins are welcome, but appointment is preferred.
Okay.
You know, absolutely.
Purple Label Barbershop. DeJuan Bonds is here. The barber to the stars, we like to call him.
No doubt.
And you'll see him at the K. See him at Arrowhead.
And you'll see his work on Super Bowl Sunday.
And he's really busy.
Tell him to play without helmets so we can get a better look at their hair.
Yeah. That's exactly why I don't go to the game. Because I want
your work's already done. You can't see it. Yeah.
I want to grade from the TV. I want to grade my work from the TV. So that's why I kind of like don't really go to the game other than every 5 steps I'll say hello to somebody because I've been in the community for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So it's a funny story. My cousin is a diehard Chiefs fan. And he's like, cuz, it's an honor to go to the game with you. I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, man. We get from the parking lot into the stadium. He's like, remind me not to ever come to the game with you again. Like, can we ever get to our seat? So, yeah.
DeJuan, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you
Appreciate
for having
it. DeJuan Bonds joining us, brought to you by Ag Power John Deere. Experience all that John Deere has to offer at Ag Power. And by Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's, get any medium 2-topping pizza for just $6.99 in-store or papamurphys.com. A little These Stories is Real, Super Bowl edition with Dan. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.